This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Trees for Containers 3-2-1. Garden communicators often forget about those who garden in containers. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Balcony gardening suggestions next. 3-2-1. Many apartment and condominium gardeners have grown flowers and vegetables on their balcony. After several years of this, with no plants showing in the containers over the winter, many high-rise gardeners want to try growing an evergreen, a tree, or some shrubs that will live over the winter. There's no difficulty in growing a fairly wide selection of these in containers on balconies. The first criterion is a bright south or west-facing balcony, although other exposures may well have enough light. It will also be necessary to have a large container with drainage holes in which to plant each tree or shrub. Minimum size should be 45 centimeters, that's 18 inches, in diameter at both the top and the base, and the same depth. The next most important item is choosing a hardy tree or shrub, that is, one that will grow well in Canada's colder climates. Whatever is chosen should be hardy at least in Zone 3. Most garden centers will be able to advise about the Canadian hardiness zones. Here are four suggestions, two evergreens and two not. My two evergreens, first, any blue spruce, perhaps the most suitable, is the globe blue spruce, and second, the weeping Norway spruce. As to deciduous ones, that is, they lose their leaves in the autumn just as our shade trees, I suggest the Walker's weeping pea shrub and the royalty crabapple. These are easily available and may be planted now. They need no protection over the winter, but it's important that the soil be moist at all times, particularly just before freeze-up. I'm Art Drysdale.